Good Word Books is an award-winning publishing company with a splendid range of Islamic books in many languages. It offers innovative products for children, including Quran stories, moral stories, craft and activity books, gift packs, Islamic games, Arabic and Islamic readers for home and school. Name of the book, The Greatest Stories from the Quran. Author, Dr. Sani Yasnain Khan. Pages, 64. Sani Yasnain Khan is a children's author, with over 100 children's books to his credit. These are on subjects relating to Islam and a number of them have been translated into more than a dozen languages. He hopes that his books will be a true companion on the path of spiritual development and will help children know the true purpose and meaning of life. Bring Quran stories to life for your kids. 30 action-packed Quran stories cover the periods from the creation of the Prophet Adam to the devastating floods of the Prophet Nuh, from the days of the cruelty of Firaun to the times of the Prophet Musa, from the days of the Prophet Isa to the advent of the Prophet Muhammad. Each one of these stories is short enough to finish in one sitting. Use the greatest stories from the Quran in the classroom, or at home, at bedtime, or at any other time. It's the perfect way to begin your child's lifetime adventure of reading the Quran. Here is a selection from the book, The Iron Wall. Long, long ago, during the 6th century BC, King Dhulkarn ruled the lands from the Aegean Sea to the Indus River. He was just and righteous, protecting the weak and punishing the lawbreakers. When he took his armies to the northeast of Iran, he reached the Caucasus mountain range, which runs between the Caspian and the Black Seas. Once, in that region, he met a tribe who begged him to protect them from the wild tribes, the Yaja and the Maja, Gog and Magog, who kept coming through the mountain passes and attacking them. Dhulkarnain asked for iron blocks and molten brass and, with the help of the local people, he built a barrier across the valley to hold back the Yaja and Maja. After conquering a major part of the then-inhabited world, Dhulkarnain had lost none of his humility. He gave the entire credit for his feats to the blessing of Allah. Of the iron wall he had built, he said, "This is a blessing from my Lord. But when my Lord's promise has been fulfilled, he will level it to dust. And the promise of my Lord is true.